And here we go. Survivor starts in 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. Here we go. Extreme Generation take on Resurrection. We spawn with EG as it's Pyphex and Brightex. Brightex up onto the upper fountain hallway once again, holding that area down. SR8 in hand. We've already seen the first kill. That was discreet. He was barbecued by an exploding monkey. Pyphex with the kill. That is an HE grenade for those noobs out there who don't understand what that is. VSC is the sub here for Resurrection. And as I said, Reanimator for EG. Morph now from a Resurrection holding down the patio courtyard. He's got the G36 out. Holding down a position just next to the alleyway as quickly here comes one of the other gamers from EG through. He has fended off very quickly. G36 doing a good job there with the attack. Morph on the attack, I should say. As we see some grenade action taking place up above on the upper crown hallway, it is under and Brightex going at it. As they both get shot down on the floor we go. And once again, Pyphex under heavy attack from Morph, but it is going to be his clanmate there to clean it up. Dampiro, nice work by him as Extreme Generation has the one-man advantage now, 3-on-2. Lolek and Sneer, the last two gamers left standing here for R3. That is Resurrection. We pick him up over in the new alley. Lolek with the G36. Sneer right behind him with the AK-103 as they turn the corner, come down the new alleyway as they come out, emptying into the fountain courtyard. We follow Lolek, holding it tight to the wall. Sneer up on the upper fountain hallway. Going to have to watch where the action takes place here. As we see the three gamers for EG there on the back side of the map, here comes some attack coming through the Market Square Alley. Not sure which gamer that was for EG. It looks like it was Brightex. And climbing, pulling himself up. Lolek going on the offensive here with his G36, whipping out the SR8, then thinking better of it. Brightex goes back to his automatic weapon, coming through now. HK G36 in his hand. That is Sneer with the kill. Dampiro going down, and it's now a 2-on-2 coming around the corner. Lolek under heavy attack. Going to get the kill. Sneer, long-distance kill by Pyphex. And there is your first Dream Gaming. They go up 1-0. We will spawn with them coming out of the new alleyway. Quickly through. More first man through. Gets one kill. Sneer coming through. Second man. He is gunned down by Pyphex. Pyphex quickly erased by under of R3. Lolek also taking down Yanko. So very quickly, a lot of kills, a lot of actions, and Resurrection climbs right back into it. 1-1 now, our score. As we watch Resurrection respawn over near the covered passageway, quickly coming through the fountain area. We go up top to the upper fountain hallway on the patio. It is under with the G36. He avoids one and two grenades. Looking down that hallway, holding down the opposing end, it is Brightex. He has the SR8 out, so definitely you do not want to try to run down there. As we see under with the HK G36 out, Morph supporting him down below, holding down that courtyard alleyway. And it looks like we're going to have a standoff here for a minute. As under cannot see Brightex, but Brightex yo-yoing back and forth. And is he going to be brave enough? Here he comes, under turning the corner, gets a couple of shots off, and he thinks he is going to heal as he quickly comes through with the G36 let loose. Under gets shot down by Pyphex, so with the LR300. So that attack fended off nicely by Extreme Generation. As Brightex takes a place up on the upper fountain hallway, quickly running through, switching to his MP5K, as we see Pyphex and Lolek both go down. Dampiro also killed by Morph, so that's going to leave another 2-on-2 situation here. Discreet and Morph for Resurrecto and Brightex for Extreme Generation. As we pick it up with Extreme Generation, upper fountain hallway coming through the patio courtside area. Morph and Yanko exchange kills, but it's going to be Brightex who gets the deciding kill here, 1 now. As we're approaching the 5-minute mark here in the match. On the patio courtyard side of the map, we are with Brightex once again and Pyphex. Yanko doing some nice wall hopping there. I don't believe he can get up there, but hey, please try with all your might, my friend. holding down the main square alley, that T intersection. We continue to talk about a lot of grenades usually there. Looking down the alley timbers, somebody took a shot down the alley timbers from the Market Courtyard. Cyrex there to try to answer with an SR-8 shot, and we're going to go turn the corner. Here comes Sneer sticking his head out, AK-103 in his hand, doing no damage. Cyrex waiting for him to come into view. He does. Cyrex gets a shot off again, missing Sneer. So two shots by Cyrex, not connecting. Will the third one be a charm here? We're going to watch it from Cyrex's point of view here in just a minute. He is in the game. First-person view. He's zoomed in. Another miss by Cyrex. That's got to hurt, Cyrex. Switch to your automatic weapon and go after him. That's what I would do. But then again, that's why I commentate and not play, because chances are I would turn the corner and be shot down. Sneer trying to get a couple more rounds off with the AK-103. He does. He as well misses. He turns the corner, goes back on top of the bridge, dropping down. He's going to try to flank him. Not able to do so. Yanko right there to defend his teammate Cyrex. And Lolek going to be the last man down. Cyrex finally gets an SR-8 kill there. 3-1 our score here in favor of Extreme. As they're doing a mighty fine job here to start this round, as we're just about 7 minutes in here. We go over to the patio courtyard. It is under, and somehow Morph bled to death. He was hit by Bridex. I didn't see how he was attacked. Under readies up one HE grenade and a second one. He has not let loose with the second one quite yet. It is in his hand. He is priming it. He drops it in, then switches to his HK, but he does not follow the grenade in. Probably a smart move with Bridex right there with the SR-8. Bridex shoots and misses. Under coming through. Nice headshot by Under, taking out Bridex. They try to heal Under and Discreet, and both of them taken down by Dampier. Dampiro checked that. There was one team kill. Discreet killed Under, but Dampiro right there to kill Discreet. Two kills for the price of one. That's got to hurt, especially if you're Resurrection, who's trying to get back in the game here. It's still early on. They're only down by two. A lot of gaming action left. But nonetheless, a team kill at any time hurts your objective here, which is to kill the other team. Those are the guys in blue, not the guys in red. We watch Lolek and Sneer as they come through the Market Square Alley. Lolek leading the charge with the G36 coming on the backside through the alley timbers. Cyrex and a Dampiro very quick, each of them getting a kill. One on Sneer, one on Lolek. And just like that, aiming up 4-1 as we spawn with them once again over in the covered passageway. Bradx taking his position up on top. Under slowed down by a shot from the SR-8 of Cyrex. As you hear the scream, as Cyrex let loose, Bridex let loose with an SR-8 round once again. I don't believe it was a killer shot, but it did do a bit of damage. Discreet now taken out by Cyrex, taken down by Discreet. Sneer coming on the backside along with Lolek. Resurrection trying to climb back into the match here. Sneer bleeding near death. He's going to have to heal as he does. Lolek turns the intersection, gets the last three kills here. Great work by him. Dampiro, Pyfex, and a Bridex. Great work there to stop the bleeding and climb back into the game. Then Lolek becomes the first to get a kill here on in this next round. You hear all the action taking place. And wow, just like that, Resurrection coming back in prime fashion. Very fast round there. As they spawned, came quickly through the courtyard alleyway. And, well, you heard the rest. Bridex now in the courtyard alleyway. He got hit in what looked like the helmet. You heard the ping of the helmet. Discreet and Under going up close. Discreet injured, letting loose with the G36 inside the alley. He is bleeding. He's got to heal himself or he is going to die. He does so. He backs out, calls for a medic. Discreet right there to help him and being supported. It is Sneer. Great move by Sneer. Sneer able to take down Pyfex. That probably prevented two easy kills for EG. As Sneer protected his clanmates. Great teamwork there. As we see Sneer now come through under the arched foyer, AK-103 in hand as he slowly approaches the Market Square Alley. And Blue's going to call a timeout here at the end of the round, as we do see one of their members with a close to 200 ping. As Yanko and Cyrex take a position up at the marketplace just at the end of the alley timbers. As they await Lolek, Sneer, and Discreet of Resurrection. And they are over in the old alleyway as they turn the corner. Come down the alley, Timbers. They are being assaulted. Cyrix kill. Cyrix, two kills. But it is not enough. Our score now, 5-3. We are in a timeout situation here. The match has been paused by the admin. It looks like Dampiro has some connection issues. Yeah, 200 ping. Yeah, we can play with a 200 ping. I'm not going to tell you who told me that. But nonetheless, you cannot play with a 200 ping in match play. I am sorry. They have their sub-in reanimator in for reanimator in. And down goes Dampiro, I believe. Yes, he is going to get off the server. Brightex and Pyfex taking their position up on the patio above the fountain courtyard. As we now see Pyfex drop down, supporting reanimators run toward that alleyway into the courtyard. Nobody home there for R3. As we see Yanko and Cyrex turning now, running down the alley, the foyer. Dropping a grenade as we see Braddix's SR8 slowing down under from Resurrection. We pick up the action over in the alley. Timbers, it is Lolek and Sneer back and forth with his AK-103 as Lolek slowed down by Braddix. Once again, his SR8 doing all the talking. Sneer coming around the corner. Cyrex with the SR8 out, but Sneer's AK-103 does him in as Morph is pistol whipped by Braddix. Yanko again at torn asunder. Sneer doing a fine job with that AK-103 as he runs down the alley. Timbers in it to the marketplace. It is a 2-on-1 here. Odd man rush for Extreme Generation. This should be a victory for Extreme Generation. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Pyfex and a Brightex on the run here looking for Sneer. We're going to hold with Sneer here, which over on the patio just off the new alleyway. We're going to hold there, listen to the fine guitar music being played in the background as we watch action unfold here on the mini-map. As Sneer content to just wait at the round here and wait it out, waiting for Extreme Generation to come find him. They have not hit the new alley yet, and here comes one of the gamers through the courtyard alleyway up into the fountain courtyard they go. We'll have to see which way they turn. As Sneer, still content, hanging out there, having a good time, just waiting, and we're going to have some action here in just a moment. As it looks like Brightex and Pyfex just about to come down the new alleyway. And here they come, being led by Pyfex, G36 out. Sneer sees him, lets loose with his AK-103, but it's not going to be enough. Pyfex gets the kill for Extreme Generation. They get the point. 6-3 is our score now. As Extreme doubled up Resurrection here on UT Casa, just about the 7-minute mark. So we're well inside the halfway mark here on UT Casa. As we follow under, not sure what he's looking at as he has his head down, G36 out. I'll have to watch him. He's looking a little weird here. I'm just kidding. We watch Discreet underneath the bridge, taking aim down towards the T-intersection. He is hit and bleeding. He's only down to about 10% health. And again, under holding down the patio area just above the fountain. And content to just sit there. Not really sure why. Brightex looking down the upper fountain hallway. Brightex lets loose, just misses. Under loads up an HE grenade, tosses it down near the entrance, and quickly retreating was Brightex. Brightex coming through MP5K. He drops off the edge of the staircase. Good move as he was under attack. As Under now reloading, coming face to face, mano a mano. They go close quarter combat, and it is going to be Under who's on the short side of the stick. Reanimator with the kill. Lolek now coming past the T intersection of the Market Square Alley. As Pyfex gets back-to-back kills on Sneer and Discreet. Lolek, along with Morph, left to fend for themselves here. Resurrection trying to climb back in the game here. As up on the patio above the courtyard, it is Yanko dropping down, looking down onto the alleyway just over near the T-intersection. And it's going to be Reanimator leaving the church. He is under attack, did not see the attack coming from Morph. Reanimator catches a bullet in the head from a G36. But Yanko and Pyfex are right to support his run. And Lolek both hit, both go down. 7-3 now is our score. Extreme Generation out and running, doing a fine job. Pyfex dropping grenades over the rooftops. Again, not the most legit of maneuvers, but we've seen it done all day. As we continue to hear complaints about that unfold, be it pub play, team play, clan, LAN, you name it. Gamers do not like grenades coming over the top of the roofs. As we follow Brightex in the Market Square under heavy attack. Lolek and Amorph right there, but Reanimator, Yanko, and Pyfex supporting that run. And just like that, EG gets the kills, gets the point. 8-3 now is our score. As Dampiro continues ping problems, he is a sub right now. He is one who they substituted here. And Reanimator in the tied with him for R3 for Resurrection, along with 12 and 9 for him. We pick up the action with Lolek and Sneer as they come across the bridge, drop down onto the alley, passing the T intersection. Not sure what Pyfex was doing. I think he was reloading, but he caught a couple of shots from the AK-103 of Sneer. Down he goes. Sneer and Lolek heal up very quickly. G36 out for Lolek as he continues on into the patio courtyard. And just like that, on the other side of the map, Brightex tries to catch an HE grenade. Not successful in doing so. Morph gets the kill and... As we're just inside of 4 minutes, Discreet and Under doing a nice job, but they both get taken out as they put two in the ground. But just like that, another blue win. That is EG. EG goes up now 9-4. So some matches, some rounds last 2 minutes. Other matches seem like they last 2 seconds. I guess it's all a matter of which way they run on the spawn. That last round, they all ran the same way, all met up, and very quickly all died. We see Reanimator under attack. He goes down in the Market Square, also under attack, gets a kill, and he is just able to survive. He's got no health left. He finally gets some help there from Pyfex. As Brightex fending off more attacks from R3, Morph left standing alone under attack from Pyfex. Brightex coming to support it. Morph not sure which way to run. He's under heavy attack. He backpedals onto the patio just above the found courtyard. He's surrounded. One way, he's got Brightex able to gun down Brightex. Will he survive? Three gamers left to go here for Morph. He's only got about 20% health. Big SRA kill by Cyrex. Does him in. Great work there by Cyrex, by EG. They get the kill. They get the point 10-4. As we come up on the two-minute mark here on the first match, which is taking place on UT Casa, if you hadn't realized that. We follow Morph out of the spawn. That's a covered passageway as he slowly approaches the courtyard alley right around the corner from him. Pyfex, he enters, gunning down, but Pyfex is going to get the kill. Pyfex injured, retreating, going to get some healing from one of his clanmates. That is Reanimator up high on the up and down MP5K. And now he approaches the center of that hallway, turns a corner, and continues back down the new alleyway. Brightex whipping out the SR8, now switches to the MP5K as he comes down the new alleyway, looking into the Market Square. Nobody home in the marketplace. As we continue to follow Brightex, now first person view, he's got the MP5K out. Why are we following Brightex? Well, he is the only gamer left for EG under heavy attack from under, but height has an advantage here, and coming off the bridge, it was Brightex. Let's loose on under, killing him. Nice work once again by EG. Extreme Gaming, they get the win, they get the round. As we go back into spectator mode, we follow Resurrection, Discreet, and Morph. Grenades being tossed over the top of the buildings once again. Discreet now making a move inside the courtyard alleyway. Two-on-one attack, and it's going to be Pyfex for EG who gets the kill. Morph deciding to take his chances against Cyrex. Cyrex has the SR8 out. Not able to do much with it. There's a Morph coming back through. G36 out, aimed up toward the patio area. And it's going to be Reanimator with the kill. Lolek, you would think two gamers of Resurrection saw what happened. Lolek not going to take his chances down the alleyway. Passing the T intersection goes Lolek, HK, G36 out. Sneer injured. He got hit a couple of times as he passed that T intersection. Lolek looking back. As Morph now holding down that upper fountain hallway. So R3 a bit spread out here, but coming down the alley, Timbers, Lolek. Oh, was that a team kill? Negative, it was not a team kill. Lolek to protect his teammate, Sneer. Sneer caught a bullet from Pyfix. So it's Lolek and Morph to take on Pyfix and Reanimator. Currently, we are with Lolek as he now goes down the tier. A great wall jumping up onto the patio and in to the arched foyer. He hooks up with Morph, and battle ensues. Reanimator under attack. He's bleeding, retreating down the new alleyway. Backwards, he pedals as Pyfix comes to take his shot. LR-300 blasting, hitting nothing. Here comes Lolek through G-36, doing the talking, but not hitting much. Grenade there hits both gamers. They are both injured. They quickly heal up. Lolek and a Morph. Morph now calling for a medic. And very quickly healing up. This is going to be the last round here. Time has expired in the round. In the match. 20 minutes is up. We're going to wait out the time, though. 45 seconds and counting in the round. One gamer down. Morph catches a bullet from Pyfix. It is up to Lolek to either win it or lose it for R3. Technically, they would love to win it. Go in at half. Only down by six, but still six is a big advantage for EG. EG, here they come. Lolek coming through. Lolek, great DE to the head on Pyfix. Reanimator chasing him down through the Fountain Courtyard we come, and it is going to be a victory here for the blue team. 12-4, EG gets the final win. We're going to step away, take a break, and come back with second round action.
Would you like some of this? Or some of this?
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
That's right. This is Inside the Game, and we are back in between rounds here as we rotate over to Turnpike. Yes, we have heard Turnpike already played today, but as I said early on, these two maps, Casa and Turnpike, seem to dominate. Our score at the break, 12-4 in favor of Extreme Gaming, Extreme Generation. Ready to get things started here in the second round. As I just like that, we are almost set to go. Just waiting on Extreme Generation to ready up here. And we'll get things started as UT Turnpike is posted here on my computer. Ready, set, and go. Again, I do want to thank Tyrannus for providing his skills today. It really does help to have a real one, unlike myself, who just plays one here at Clan Base. So 12-4 so far, leading scores here. Leading scores, as I said, in that first round. Lolek, 4 Resurrection, 16 kills, 13 deaths. Pyfix also had 16 kills, but only 10 deaths. Cyrex right behind him, 13. Brydex with 13 as well. So Extreme Generation looking very strong here as we rotate. Again, as I said, on to UT Turnpike as we are set to go, and we are in of the match, 20 minutes on the clock. This is going to decide it as we start with Resurrection inside the main entrance. They go to the office building. Grenades being exchanged. Lolek's sort of caught there behind a desk as grenades coming down from the back hallway here. As we see, who did we catch here? We see Pyfix taking Lolek's attacks and dying. VSC and Discreet now down for Resurrection very quickly here in the match. Over to the Metro Station parking lot we go, and we continue to follow Lolek. Lolek doing a nice job chasing down a couple of the Resurrection gamers here, but he reverses course. Looks to get some healing help from a clanmate. He and Morph holding down the Metro Station as they come through the double doors there into the park. Morph into the office. He just catches sight of two EG gamers, one of them Reanimator, along with Clanmate. They come around the south parking lot, and they all converge in the park where Lolek and Morph both get a hole out of hole from a DE round. Cyrex getting the final kill here and the first point for EG as we start with EG coming around the south parking lot. Over in the park we go. Gunfire ensues. Discreet, nasty stain. Nice toss there by Pyfix of the HE grenade. inside the park entrance to the office we go. But coming out, it is VSC. VSC already injured, only down to 20 health, as Pyfex torn asunder once again by Sneers, AK-103. And VSC not lasting long. Reanimator catching him with a couple of bullets. We follow EG around the south parking lot, down to William Street, and very quickly through the alleyway comes Lolek. Lolek never had a chance, probably a bit out of control, as Yanko catches him. Yanko, the last gamer left standing for EG, so this is an opportunity here for Resurrection to climb back into the match if they can chase Yanko down. He is under the train tracks in the alley as we switch to the mini-map, and it looks like... both Resurrection Gamers inside the office up on the second level. Now they drop down south parking lot. Here they come. Sneer tossing a grenade over towards the entrance to the office building. Morph coming down on William Street, looking down the alley. Nobody home there on the alley. As we pick up Yanko near the front door of the office, check that the side entrance, the park entrance to the alley just near the blue van. He goes inside and up the stairs he goes. First flight, second flight. You hear the glass break. Is that going to catch the attention of R3? Yes, it does, but very quickly he drops down and is able to kill Morph. But Sneer, second man coming up the stairs, waits for Yanko, and Yanko is gunned down. And just like that, Resurrection has tied things up here. 1-1 is our score. But remember, first round to EG as they are up by 7 points. Lolek coming down the alleyway is killed by Bridex inside the north parking lot entrance. We pick up the action with Yanko under heavy attack. He's got to go get healing help, and he does so from Clanmate Reanimator. As they come through the front of the office, three bodies there of R3. Lolek, the last man, and again, he is going to have to run for his life. As he's in the north parking lot, just passing the loading docks, getting ready to turn past the side building stairs and down the alleyway as he passes underneath the train tracks. Lolek has the G36 out. I keep wanting to call it the HK36. The G36 out. He's taking aim at Yanko. Yanko under attack, but Yanko hangs in there with his LR300 and is able to gun down Lolek. Point goes to EG once again, and right now it looks like they are in command of UT Turnpike. Even though they are only up by a single digit here, they still have a commanding lead thanks to their fine gameplay over on UT Casa, as we see Lolek, VSC, Sneer all dying inside the office building before Bridex is gunned down, and Yanko gets the final kill here on Discreet. So this match is actually turning out to be a bit one-sided here, as Extreme Generation showing some fine skills here. As we follow Discreet into the park entrance, coming up near the reception desk, goes out, opens up the door of the Metro Transit Authority. Nobody home in there quite yet. Sneer near the park entrance. Doors opening and closing. Discreet going to continue down past the restrooms, working his way toward the main entrance. Cyrex on the opposing end. He's got a clanmate there. They had just come through the alley entrance. Bridex opens the door. It looks like they're going to drop a grenade in, close the door. As that catches nobody, as Lolek does get a kill, but it's going to be Discreet who gets the final kill here on a Bridex. Resurrection with the point. 3-2 is our score as we approach 14 minutes remaining here in the match. Action once again over in the park. Reanimator taking a couple of shots here from Discreet, not going down. Lolek, though, catches a bullet from Cyrex as we play keep away inside and outside the doors near the reception desk, but Sneer not able to avoid the bullets. He is gunned down. Yanko on the kill. Another point here for Extreme Generation, and they are doubled up. Resurrection 4-2 now, our scorer in first person with VSC, but a grenade catches him. Nasty staying. Another gamer going down. Cyrex torn asunder by Sneer as Reanimator under a heavy attack. You can hear him letting loose with his LR300, but all it takes are two shots for Morph's G36, and down he goes. Lolek calling for a medic. He's going to get more, although not a medic will help him heal up to about 40%. As Resurrection goes on the offensive here, they find Yanko sticking his head through the back door. Headshot. Morph with the G36. Yanko on the wrong end is killed. So just like that, Resurrection trying to climb back in here. Our score 4-3 now in favor of Extreme Generation. Looking at individual scores, Yanko with 11 kills for EG. Lolek 7 for Resurrection. Out on Wave Street, a gun battle ensues. Discreet, Sneer, and VSC all going down. Three different individuals from EG killing them. And then Brightex finishes off Resurrection and a Morph to gain yet another point. That's two in a row now. 5-3 is our score here on UT Turnpike. A couple of grenades tossed quickly through the back hallway. One catches one of the EG gamers. Yanko gets a kill on Morph inside the front entrance. But it's VSC who's coming through with his LR-300 in hand. He goes up two flights of stairs to the second level. Going to look out that window. Nobody home on William Street. He's going to reverse his course, go back down the stairs very quietly here as he does so. Comes out near the reception desk, passing the restrooms. VSC, the last gamer alive for Resurrection. Their last chance at gaining another point here. Into the loading docks. Very quietly he comes. Turns to his left. Grenade goes off at the end of the alley. He hooks up with Pyfex, but guess what? Pyfex right there gunning him down. Another point for Extreme Generation. As we continue to watch the action here, 11:45 and counting. Time working against Resurrection once again. We see Lolek, Discreet, and Sneer sort of caught in that south parking lot by a Brightex. Brightex coming through the main entrance. He's on the wrong end of Lolek's G36 and is killed. Team kill there by Sneer, who kills Discreet, and then Sneer gunned down by Pyfex. So that helps as EG gets another victory here. Extreme Generation now up by 4. Down the alley, Brightex coming through very quickly. Guns down Morph, but Lolek and a VSC there to clean him up. VSC quickly down the alleyway onto William Street, passing the McCain Supply Yard. Going in the main entrance, he's got one of the EG gamers in his sights. That's Reanimator. VSC, oh no, the exploding monkey does both of them in. Gotta watch out for the monkey. He can be a nasty little critter at times. And right there, they find out Lolek under attack. Reanimator and Cyrex and Yanko. On the attack, Cyrex with the kill. We respawn with EG. It is Brightex taking a position up in the alleyway. As we switch out to the front and look out, Brightex has the SR-8 out. Taking aim into the McCain Supply parking lot. Nobody home. Brightex now turning the corner, coming down the William Parkway. As we see Lolek and VSC dying at the hands of Cyrex and Yanko. Cyrex coming out of the restroom area with Pyfex. Here comes Sneer through the reception area, but Cyrex gets a drop and the AK-103 kill on him. Pyfex and Brightex heal up. They go back inside the reception entrance. They split up, go their separate ways. Pyfex, though, goes the wrong way. Yanko gets the final kill. It is Morph, who was the last man standing. He dies, and yet another victory. Lead becoming unsurmountable here for Resurrection. 9-3. Is our score in favor of Extreme Generation. And at this point, I would have to say it is going to be Extreme Generation who is going to win the round. Even with it just inside 10 minutes remaining, they have a lot of points to overcome. 7 in this round, plus the points they were short in the last round, which was 8. So right now, it's a differential here in favor of Extreme Generation, and I do not believe they are going to give up on that lead. Resurrection basically playing for pride now, going to play out the end of the round here, but this match is all but over, and it's going to be Extreme Generation, in my professional commentary opinion, who is going to take the match. Yes, even with 9 minutes remaining, there's not much that Resurrection can do. As we see Pyfex get another kill on the backside near the north parking lot, Yanko heals up with Pyfex, DE, and the LR-300 out. They go their separate ways. We follow Pyfex. but he doubles back very quickly as we see Yank on the wrong end of Discreet's G36, but right there coming through to pick up the kill and the victory for Extreme Generation is Pyfex, and he continues on a torrent streak now. 17 kills for him, only 3 behind Yanku, who has 20. Discreet, first man down the alleyway, following a grenade in, G36 out. Nobody there to shoot at. As Extreme Generation win in the north parking lot entrance, closing the door behind him, then taking a position up between the door and the loading platform. That is Braddix. He gets help from Yanko. Discreet dying at the hand. Braddix is LR300. Animator getting an LR300 kill on Sneer in the back parking lot. A lot of one-on-one here. A lot of one-on-ones going on, but too little, too late, and too much firepower for Extreme Generation. Score now 12-3. And Resurrection can't even get on the board as we approach the 7-minute mark here. As we see another team kill here. Sneer taking out his teammate, Lolek. As we go inside the office, it is VSC under heavy attack, and down he goes. Braddix and Cyrex on the attack, and Cyrex gains the kill and the point for his team. Cyrex now with 15 kills for Extreme Generation. Lolek and Discreet, the top point getters here for Resurrection. But as I said, too late. As we continue to play out the round here, Extreme Generation doing an excellent job fending off attack after attack by Resurrection. And, you know, it's just becoming one of those things, and there's a first flawless victory for EG, that no matter where Resurrection go, there is always somebody there from EG. As we see Sneer and Lolek coming through the alleyway, they meet up with Morph. Grenades being tossed down the Metro parking lot, falling on the wrong side of the wall. We continue to follow Morph. Let's a grenade fly at the Metro Transit Authority sliding door. He goes inside. Look to come out the backside as he does. Enters the reception area. Nobody home there. But it is going to be Reanimator and Pyfex dying at the hands of Discreet and Lolek on the other side of the map. They get a point. Score now 14-4 as Resurrection finally picked up a point after a bit of a cold streak there of about six minutes, I would think. 5 minutes. As we see Cyrex and a Braddix under a heavy attack. Discreet and Morph coming through. Reanimator gets a whole lot of hole on the wrong end of the LR300. Braddix are able to gun down Discreet, but Lolex very quickly supporting his team, supporting that run, gunning down Braddix with his G36. And just like that, that's two in a row for Resurrection. But look at this rallyway. 3-on-2, an odd man rush, and that is going to win out 9 times out of 10. VSC and Lolek both going down. Hands of Extreme Generation. Morph now going one-on-one, mano-e-mano with Yanko. And Morph doing a great job there with the AK-103. Out to guns him, but hooks up with Braddix, killing Braddix. And it's going to be Discreet from the front side of the alley getting the other kill. Great work there by Discreet with his G36 to pick up his clan mate and possibly give his clan yet another opportunity to pick up one more point here. Discreet scoped in with his G36. You hear it going off there in the background as Cyrex now reloading, switches to his LR300, but just as he bounces off the wall, he gets a great shot in on Discreet, killing him. 15-5 now is our score here. And Extreme Generation, we are with Braddix, doing a great job. We see Braddix, I believe that's Braddix, just calling for a medic as he guns down VSC. And between the big two concrete pillars, Pyfex and Braddix heal up. We'll see which way they go. They go south inside the alleyway entrance where they meet up with Morph. Morph doing a great job. 2 kills. Pyfex, Braddix both go down. And then Morph quickly escapes through the door, but it looks like he's going to bleed to death from the attacks of Pyfex, as Pyfex gives a little laugh there online. And you got to heal yourself. That cost R3 Resurrection the round there. 16-5 or a score. We are down almost to 3 minutes. But it's been about 6 minutes, 7 minutes. This match has been over for some time, as Extreme Generation just too strong here. continue to outplay, outgun, and outman Resurrection. But put up a good fight early on UT Casa, but was not able to maintain that that offensive attack. And that they've continued to fall here. Extreme Gaming not letting down. They have the lead, and they are continuing to build on that lead, showing off their extreme skills. Another victory here, 18-5 now. Okay, so two out of three matches today were excellent matches. Right now, this match is out of hand. As I said, Resurrection playing for pride. Doing a good job, too. They have not given up. We have not seen the Negev Tower of Death yet, thank God. As Sneer falling victim to Bridex once again. And as he reloads, Bridex coming through with his LR-300. Blazing gets a kill on Lolek. 19-5 there, getting ready to break the 20-point barrier here on this map. Bridex one-on-one with Discreet. They're both bleeding. Bridex, no, he can't heal. As he becomes a nasty stain, last nasty stain, Sneer with the HE grenade kill. As Sneer and Discreet go inside the alleyway entrance, they heal up. Discreet in a bit of pain, 30-40% health, G36 out. As we look outside the alleyway, nobody home there. As Discreet and Sneer just waited out here. 2 minute mark now. We are inside of 2 minutes here left in this match. Discreet making way towards the main entrance. He is hit coming across from the second story window. That courtesy of Yanko, the last gamer alive for EG. He drops down onto the mailbox, onto William Street, into the McCain supply yard. He runs, reloading his weapon, taking an HE grenade, tossing it upstairs. Nice thought, but nobody home there. Sneer now opening up the side entrance from the park, trying to catch Yanko napping, but not able to do so. Then out on William Street, just next to the south parking lot, they go toe-to-toe, and Sneer falls victim to Yanko once again. 20-5 now. Our score, 1 minute remaining here. Big grenade injuring three Resurrection gamers out on William Street. You hear the action taking place in the McCain supply yard. Reanimator letting loose, but you got to hit something more than the SUV. VSC gets a nice LR-300 kill at point-blank range. A couple LOLs there being exchanged by both clans, as I think they saw what happened there. Morph now comes down to support VSC and help heal him up. As we switch to Pyfex, will he try to outlast these last 37 seconds of the match? Remember, we still got to play at the round time, so this could be our final round here. 30 seconds and counting. Pyfex, 30% health, LR-300 out as he runs down the alleyway south toward the alley entrance inside the office. He goes passing the main entrance, passing the restrooms. He's going to come out in the reception area. Nobody home. He goes upstairs. Who's upstairs on that second floor sniper perch? Nobody. But it looks like Pyfex going to hang there for just a moment. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Big kill there. But we still have 3 seconds to go. Is that going to extinguish the time? No, it is not. We got to play one more round, 20-6. As the final round, EG whipping up. Here we go, the Negev Tower of Death from Clan Ard. You hear the Negev, that distinctive sound in the background. Looks like they are content to hold down in the back. The North, 2 kills. Reanimator, Bradx both going down. Parking lot up on the light stanchion. It is Pyfex gunning down Morph. Good games being exchanged. As we await the last kill, Pyfex to take on Sneer. Who is going to get the final kill? Is it going to be Pride or is it going to be Points? We will have to see here in the last couple of seconds. Pyfex avoiding a couple. And it is going to be the blue team who gets the kill. Congratulations to Extreme Generation. That is going to do it for the match. We're going to step away, come back, and wrap up this game of shoutcasting. As you've just heard, Extreme Generation defeat Resurrection. We're coming right back.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Radio.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you, running down very quickly our final match of the day. Congratulations to Extreme Generation. Final score of the match, 33-10. They got out to an early lead on UT Casa. Never looked back. 12-4 in that round. Second round, 21-6 on Turnpike. And that is all she wrote for Resurrection. Our players of the game for the winning Extreme Generation, it is Pyfex. 34 kills, 16 deaths, almost a 2-to-1 ratio for him. Excellent work by Pyfex, who helps lead his clan to victory. And in a, on a losing note, Lolek, well, Lolek gets the Dead Llamas player of the game. So congratulations to Lolek and Pyfex. My choices for players of the game, and that is going to do it for us today here on Inside the Game.